while the formal definition of rapport is to offer or give back, in the ordinary usage, it means to relate or share a common connection with someone else. That's the job of a sales professional. You're trying to break the ice with your prospects. There's a defensive wall created when you call on a prospect who knows you're trying to sell him something. What you have to do at this point is to get the prospect comfortable with you. Help him to know that you understand his problem from his point of view. Make him comfortable with you so you can begin to establish a relationship. When you establish rapport, what you're really doing is entering into someone else's world, understanding it, and accepting it. That's really what you're attempting to do, because without rapport, it's extremely difficult to develop trust and influence. A Sandler trainer has some ideas on establishing a relationship with a prospect.
One way to build rapport with someone is to find something that you have in common. The one thing we have in common with our prospects, regardless of our politics, religion, sports interests, or social activities, is that we communicate. This communication is not just the words we speak, but the manner in which we speak the words, as well as our body language, our facial expressions, posture, and other physical movements. When you were a child, remember how your mom called your name in a stern, harsh tone, and it was loud too? The single word, your name, carried no real message, but her volume and tone certainly did. You could easily read her meaning. You knew you were in trouble. Mother could also use a single expression to communicate her approval or disapproval. Do you remember that look she gave you? You knew immediately what she meant.